Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we invite your call, your comment, your dialogue and discussion as we have the issue each and every day. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can listen to, hear your comments, your dialogue and discussion, entertain your insight as to what we're talking about each and every day. This broadcast, this show, is designed around you, our listener. It is a Q&A program, question and answer. Be delighted to answer your questions in relationship to the issue that we're faced with each day. And as we discuss them, we'd love to have your 2 cents worth, as some have called it. We look forward to it. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on Scripture, based on the Word of God. The Scripture is very, very clear in Proverbs, the 14th chapter and 34th verse. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we see taking place in America today under the Biden cabal is nothing less than a reproach to any people. And it is my desire, my prayer, that you will be involved in listening, understanding the issues, and taking a stand as God would have us to. You see, God's called us as Christians to be salt and light. Salt has no value if it stays in the salt shaker. Light has no value if it stays in a bushel, as the Scripture calls it. So it calls on each and every one of us to take the stand that would please the Lord. We're citizens in our heavenly citizenship, but we're passing through this world. We have a responsibility as earthly citizens to be the salt and light in the world in which we're living in today. And so as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the truth of the Word of God. It is God's word that is the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said, John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where he declares, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to impact our lives, direct our footsteps, and be the illumination in our pathway each and every day. So I pray that as you tune in, you do so, and you understand what the Scripture charges us with the responsibility of doing as believers. I pray that you would participate and take part in the broadcast, that you would be edified by, encouraged, and challenged by the information each and every day as we face the issues. Truth is something that is not sought anymore. Truth is something that is simply rejected. It was George Orwell, the secularist of many years ago, in his novel, dystopian novel, fictional novel, 1984, where George Orwell made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about in the broadcast today, election cover-up. Yes, you thought that was all over with. Many people thought that it was over with. Many people said that the courts have heard it, and they have rejected all the claims. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say right up front, there were about 62 fraud claims made in the courts. Not one court, lower, appeals, or Supreme Court, not one court looked at the evidence of the claim of voter fraud, not one court. And yet you heard from the media, left and right, day and night, that the courts have rejected the claims, there's no evidence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That was an absolute lie, a total deception. Multitudes believe that. But now, about a half year after the election, we're watching the battleground states do major investigation of the election process. They're doing hand audits. They're doing electronic audits. They're looking at the ballots. They're looking at the voting machines. They have cross suits taking place where the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party is trying to prevent the recounts from taking place. It's in all of the five battleground states and others where this is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, in America. It is the attempt to cover up the fraudulent election of 2020. That's what we're going to be talking about today. I pray that you're informed. If you're not informed, I'd love to have your dialogue and discussion, your insight and your questions. If you have information in regard to that, love to hear from you. What are you hearing? What do you know in relationship to that? Again, that telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. When we think of truth, ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the statement by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss made a powerful statement. He said, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, let me announce to you, in case you've not recognized it, we're in a society today, under this present administration in particular, where anything dealing with faith and family and freedom and the future of America being absolutely destroyed, eviscerated, annihilated. We're in a day, ladies and gentlemen, when truth is not sought. I don't know if you watched any of Sleepy Joe's speech last evening. I watched some of it. Got to the point about every 10, 15 minutes I'd have to turn it off simply because I couldn't tolerate, could not stomach, if you will, the deception that was being promulgated out of his lips as he read the teleprompters with a speech that he could hardly even intelligibly speak verbally because he had not written it. It's been given to him just as the executive orders that he signed. We're going to be talking about the 100 days of Joe Biden, what he has done, what is taking place in America. Then we'll make a transition to what's happening that the media is not covering at all in relationship to the attempt to squash, to cover up the election investigation and the battleground states in America. Ladies and gentlemen, just as John Huss said, we need to seek the truth and listen to the truth and learn the truth and love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And I believe there will come a day in your lifetime and mine when we'll have to defend the truth, and it will be determining of whether or not we live or die. And I know that's a harsh statement, but the scripture is very, very clear where Jesus said the world hated him, but it hated him first. The scripture tells us that if we love the Lord Jesus Christ, we will suffer persecution. And yet I believe most Christians today are fearful of anything that's called persecution. And we ought to be, because it is something that is antithetical to what we feel ought to be meted out for those that love the Lord and that stand for truth. But that's not the world that we live in today. And we're on the fast track for seeing our churches continue to be closed, eviscerated, and our Bill of Rights absolutely trounced, just as we're seeing those in Canada, where the dear pastor is having to stand and chase the Nazis, the ones that are coming in trying to shut the church down. He's chasing them out. They've increased his fines. I understand the fine now, the latest fine is about $1 million. I don't know the outcome of that, but I do understand that, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for seeing those open persecutions against Christians and churches and spiritual leaders in America, just as we're seeing in Venezuela, just as we're seeing in North Korea, Cuba, China and Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for seeing the demise of Christianity and the open opportunity for our churches to survive and thrive in America. And I would have never believed that we would see the churches and the businesses shut down. In fact, I'm looking at an article that was posted on Facebook. The coronavirus will come and go, but the government will never forget how easy it is to take control of your life, to control every sporting event, classroom, restaurant table, church pew, and even if you're allowed to leave your home. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we have watched in the past 18 months in America. And it sets the stage for where we're going in our nation. And it's all going to be predicated on what we, the people, do, whether or not we're going to be slaves, sheeple, or we, the people, that control government, not the government controlling us. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time cares equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time cares the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has the staff to answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time. There's a gigantic flagpole there. I understand it's about 165 feet in there with a U.S. flag. Gigantic flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Election cover-up. Do you believe that there was a coup to overthrow the constitutional system in America in 2020? Do you believe that President Donald J. Trump was the real winner? Do you believe that Joe Biden was the real winner? What are your thoughts on that? We're going to be talking about the pros and cons of that on this broadcast today. And perhaps you ask the question, why should that be so pertinent? Why is that of interest? Why should it be of interest to any Christian? I say, ladies and gentlemen, to Christians first, then conservatives and patriots, it ought to be top priority for us to understand the condition of our nation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we continue to go down the dark path that we're going down now, it won't be but a matter of a few months, few weeks, few months, maybe a couple of years before Christianity, the churches, religious liberties, freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms will all be eviscerated. Joe Biden, again in his speech last evening, just as he said several times recently, Joe Biden made the statement, it was tucked in so neatly, that the Bill of Rights are not absolute. The Bill of Rights are not absolute. Ladies and gentlemen, if our Bill of Rights are not absolute, that means the Constitution is not absolute. That means that we have no founding documents to stand on to base our premise of law and the direction that we'll go in as a nation. That leaves it in a position of being in a state of flux, leaves it in a position, ladies and gentlemen, to be interpreted, to be carried out by every whim or wish of Joe Biden, which is, by the way, a Manchurian candidate now seated in the Oval Office. He is a Trojan horse. Joe Biden does not lead America. Joe Biden does not make the decisions for America. Joe Biden is not in charge. Joe Biden is cognitively unable to lead any nation. All other national leaders, in talking with Joe Biden, recognize that. We've become, not as he said in his speech last night, when he said he's talked to all of the national leaders. Ladies and gentlemen, he has not. Kamala Harris has, perhaps on his behalf, but she's then been doing the talking. But he said in his communication with all the world leaders that he's told them that America is back and we're back for good. Ladies and gentlemen, America is not back. The America that you and I know, the America that our Constitution tells us that we are, the America that our Declaration of Independence gave us, the America that we've known for 245 years is not back. It is receding rapidly because of Joe Biden and his decisions that's being made, or the decisions made by his handlers. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the world knows that the 2020 election was stolen. Joe Biden is not the constitutionally elected president of the United States of America. Even the Democrats, as you recall, back in early December and early January, even the Democrats were bragging behind closed doors that they had stolen the election. In fact, Joe Biden, in one of his lip slips when he was speaking, Joe Biden said that they had developed a plan to fraudulently take the election. And I'm sure when he got home, Jill, his wife, said, honey, you ought not tell people that. You ought not to let people know that we know that it was a stolen, fraudulent election. But that just shows his mental deficit and his inability cognitively to understand what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, the official claim is that Joe Biden got about 80 million votes and that President Trump received about 75 million votes. But ladies and gentlemen, go back and think for a moment. I'm setting the stage for where we're going on the election recount, the election audit, the election reinvestigation to ascertain who really won the 2020 election. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you have considered. Here's Joe Biden that sat in his basement for the election process. He would speak to crowds, gigantic crowds, sometimes 12 or 14 people. He would have drive-by meetings where they'd sit in the car and honk the horns. Joe Biden would put a lid on the media, as he would call it, by 9:30 to 12:30 each day. Joe Biden did not go out into the major people friendly rallies as President Trump did. And yet we're to believe that Joe Biden won an election seated in his basement? No, absolutely 10,000 times no, that is not the case at all. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just fast track. I believe that within the next 6 months, that will be determined. There will be a decision made by the battleground states that there was fraud. There were inequities in the election. There were those ballots that were illegal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe in several of the counties and several of the states, they will determine that Joe Biden, in fact, did not win the election. But let me fast forward again. You might ask the question, what does that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, if all of the battleground states come up with the conclusion that President Donald J. Trump was the real winner, it is vacuous, void, and immaterial. At this juncture, when our founding fathers gave us our Constitution, they had no idea that there would ever be the potentiality of such a massive national fraudulent coup that they would have any reason to go back and have a fix in our Constitution for the reversal of an election. And the election has been certified. Once it's been certified based on our Constitution, there's no going back and revisiting that for any change. What I'm fearful of is when the truth comes out and the nation recognizes that we have been defrauded, the nation understands that fraud has taken place, that a coup took place, and that it was the overthrow of the Constitutional Republic by way of destroying President Trump's reelection. I believe that we'll have massive, major response from we the people on a national level. It is fearsome to think about. It is frightening to consider. But I believe that is the outcome of where we're going. And this makes it more relevant today than perhaps ever before in relationship to we the Christians, we the people, conservatives, Christians, and patriots, to understand what is taking place. We all recognize the coup, ladies and gentlemen, that was carried out to overthrow the Constitutional Republic. And now the Democratic Socialist Marxists have been in control of America, and they've taken control at gunpoint. For 100 days now, the Trojan horse, Joe Biden, seated in the Oval Office. So just how have Americans come about? Just how have Americans been helped? Just how do we as we the people, how do we see that which has taken place in the past 100 days? I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, for where we're going with it. Here's an article to give you a little firsthand information in case you've not read it, you've not heard it. I'm sure on the Communist Network News they've talked about it. They've talked about it in a negative sense. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, under the Biden administration, for the 100 days that he's been in office, every apparatus of federal government, every investigatory agency, every police agency at the disposal of Joe Biden through the federal government has been put on alert to find, to search, to discover, and to prosecute anybody that's had anything to do with President Donald J. Trump and an attempt to reelect him. One of those was former governor of former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. Here's an article. Agents reportedly executed a search warrant Wednesday as part of an investigation into Giuliani's alleged overseas lobbying effort as the personal attorney for former President Donald Trump, dated April the 28th. Federal investigators executed a warrant, search warrant on the Manhattan apartment of the former New York mayor, city mayor Rudy Giuliani, Wednesday, as part of their investigation into their alleged lobbying efforts as the personal attorney of President Trump. Agents seized all of Giuliani's electronic devices, including his cell telephones, during the raid. The Times, that's the magazine, characterized the raid as a major turning point in the investigation into whether or not Giuliani broke federal laws in his capacity as Trump's lawyer by lobbying the Trump administration in 2019 on behalf of officials and oligarchs in Ukraine. Giuliani allegedly lobbying efforts were primarily focused on the first impeachment case against Trump. During the same period of time, Giuliani was admittedly in the Ukraine attempting to dig up dirt on Trump's political rival, including President Joe Biden, who was then the leading candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. Biden's son, Hunter, was facing intense scrutiny for the suspicious position on the board of a nefarious Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, despite having no relevant experience in the industry. Further in the article, it says, Giuliani's attorney, Bob Costello, reportedly told Fox News that the raid was totally unnecessary and was conducted only to give Giuliani bad publicity and make him look like he's some sort of criminal. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Tie up those loose ends. There's the fact that the people in the Ukraine had already given information to Giuliani and others on behalf of President Trump of the Hunter Biden involvement, illegal involvement. Then Vice President Biden had already bragged about the fact that he had put the Ukrainian oligarchs and leaders on notice that they would not get the $5-6 million, $1 billion, whatever it was, aid from America, unless they fired the inspector, the investigator that was investigating Hunter Biden. And then he made the brag that they did. He used some profanity in saying that they did exactly what he required them to do. Here's the picture. Hunter Biden, based on the discovery in his laptop, Hunter Biden was involved in some fraudulent dealings that involved his daddy, which is today's President Joe Biden. And right now that's been swept under the rug. And Hunter Biden is now lecturing in Tulane University there in New Orleans, getting paid as a lecturer. What is he going to say? Look how I got away scot-free? We have a dual justice system in America. Here's Rudy Giuliani now being persecuted and prosecuted. It cost him now several $1 million to defend himself and his integrity because his life impacted and touched and intersected with the life of President Donald J. Trump. As a result of that, he's now being persecuted and prosecuted. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Anybody on a high-level position, anybody on a recognized level in America that did anything to assist President Donald J. Trump in an election process, they're now being hunted down, searched out, prosecuted, and persecuted. And that's the only reason, ladies and gentlemen, if I can tuck this in, that's the only reason they considered what happened on January the 6th at the Capitol, where they considered it an insurrection. Simply, they're using that term as a rationale and reason to hunt down, persecute, and prosecute anybody that had anything to do with the President Donald J. Trump's rally on that day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching evil being revealed every day and every moment. Biden is hiding his social agenda to the audience and to Congress as he makes the address to them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about in just a moment the whole list of what I call the accomplishments of Joe Biden for 100 days. Now, they're not accomplishments at all. I'm terming it that way for the benefit of you, our listeners, to understand the danger that we face. Then we'll look at what is literally happening in Arizona, in New Hampshire, in Nevada, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, and other parts of the nation where the ballots were, illegal ballots were commingled with legal ballots, where the Dominion software and hardware system was utilized to be manipulated and to give hundreds of thousands of votes to Biden rather than to Trump, flipping the votes, stealing the votes, with a coup to overthrow our constitutional republic. Here's an article that says Biden hiding his socialist agenda in his address to Congress. There's a socialist agenda hidden in the sweeping spending proposal that President Biden will introduce tonight in his first address to Congress, contends the former Republican Governor Chris Christie, a possible 2024 candidate for the presidency. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause and say this. Here's Chris Christie and others that will be jumping into the limelight, jumping before the television cameras and the microphones, trying to look, conservative. Chris Christie is not a presidential candidate. Chris Christie does not have the character, the capabilities, the makeup as a leader to become our president. It is my prayer that Donald J. Trump will be in the election process of making sure that we get candidates, vet good candidates for 2022 election in the House and the Senate races, the governor's races, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm praying that he will be the official lead candidate in 2024 to place him back in office. By that time, if it is not too late to salvage America, if it's not too late to pull America out of the basement, if it's not too late to pull America off the cliff going into total socialism, then President Donald J. Trump will have the opportunity to put America back in the right position globally and nationally. This article says Biden is not telling the truth to the American people to hide his socialist agenda. Christie said Wednesday morning in the video conference call to a gathering of conservative activists and leaders in New Hampshire called the Right of Center Group. He is expected to lay out his agenda for pandemic recovery and economic development and reference legislation addressing policing and his massive infrastructure proposal. That was Chris Christie prior to the speech last evening of Sleepy Joe Biden as to what he was saying and seeing that he was going to be covering in that speech. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watched his speech, and as I said earlier, I watched some of it, bits and pieces of it, but I got a good picture of what was being said. And absolutely the things that he was proposing and pushing are absolutely a full-fledged 100% socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Leninist, communist agenda for the United States of America. I was appalled by it. I was saddened by it. I'm very concerned from the standpoint of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ for Christians in the future as to what will be taking place in our nation. But let's just look at a list of things. You might have other things that you'd like to bring into this dialogue and discussion that you see that Biden has accomplished, using that term vividly, that he's accomplished or that he's attempting to accomplish in his first 100 days in office. Number one, he's done about 75. One writer said it was 82. And so I'm just being conservative, about 75 to 80 executive orders, with about one half of them. In fact, as one writer put it, very well stated, and he did a very poignant review of that, over one half of those executive orders will has something to do with the undermining, the evisceration of morals and ethics and values of the faith and the family and the freedom in the United States of America. Over half of them. Ladies and gentlemen, we've witnessed the total destruction of our southern borders. We've witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, about a half million illegals already coming into America. They are being put on buses and transported all across America. They're not being properly vetted. We have those that are murderers, rapists, thieves, et cetera, coming into America that's being transported all across our nation. They're being given checks. They're being paid. They're being transported. They're being provided with health care, with cash in the pocket, health care, and everything free that American citizens have to work to pay for. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it appalling. That's a slap in the face of every American citizen. That's a slap in the face for every constitutional citizen in our nation today. But it's the Biden cabal that's providing the buses and the airfare and the free medical and the provision of everything that's needed for the illegals when they come in. And it's unfair. It is unconstitutional. It is illegal for that to be taking place, but it's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. When you study the Constitution, you realize the president has one major, major, major responsibility, and that is to protect and to defend the United States of America from the enemies within or from without. And yet he's opened the borders, allowing the enemies to flood into America. And he talked about last night in his speech that there's about 11 million DACAs that needs to be made citizens in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been the number 11 million has been quoted since about the late 1980s. We have today between 22 and 30 million that if those that are called the DACAs, if they're given green cards or citizenship, all that will do is guarantee an absolute in perpetuity controlled by one party, the Democratic Party, the United States of America. And by 2022, the overwhelming majority of these that are flooding over our borders today will be proud Democratic voters to guarantee that the Democrats will stay in office, again, in perpetuity, without a second party to be their competition. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the 100 days accomplishments, if you want to call it that, of Joe Biden. Then we're going to look at what's happening in the battleground states with the election fraud and going back to audit those votes. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to have a one-minute top-of-the-hour break for our news, and we'll be right back as we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.